Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy.
And actually, I'm not done with this topic. You know, there's so much more I want to talk about. One thing I really want to talk about in terms of pyramid research, is something else that's actually specifically changed my life. Now, this was what made me start looking into this stuff when I kind of felt the effects. And actually, I wasn't actually looking for it, which is strange because I'm a guy, and maybe that's my excuse, but I tend to be somewhat logical. And so sometimes I ignore, like sometimes when people say go with the flow, I kind of ignore it because I'm like, go with the flow. I got to make things happen. I got to plan everything. You need to plan because if I don't plan, then nothing's going to happen. But there's certain things in life where I wasn't looking for it. It just started happening, like a bunch of things at once. Sometimes we can pretend those things are happening and we just like, we're like, we want them to happen. Maybe I do believe that. Like I haven't been right all the time, but then sometimes things can happen. It's like, why am I seeing random shows about Russian pyramid research? And then why did I, you know, I just bought this thing and I wasn't searching for Russian pyramid research. I just see this show appear. Like, why? And I mean, I wasn't looking for it at all. So, what I'm talking about is kind of harmonizing yourself, right? So we just talked in the last segment about Russian pyramid research and maybe harmonizing the earth and how it's probably one of the most important things anywhere. And really, I don't know that people, you know, protesting, everyone has the right to protest, but maybe we're protesting the wrong things, right? I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like, you can push a wall over or you can just find a way to walk around the wall, like just step back and walk around it. Like some things you could just solve everything by doing easier things that actually solve the entire issue. Meaning if you could find a way just to chill everybody out where we're all just naturally feeling in more harmony, then we might have to worry about protesting every little or every major. There are some major problems, but we might not have to protest them at all. It might naturally work itself out if we're feeling in harmony. And if somebody would have told me this like 13 years ago, I would have thought it sounded pretty much like BS. I mean, I wouldn't have really believed it. I don't know that I wouldn't have understood it because it would have sounded maybe too good to be true, but I am living proof of it. I mean, every day, because I know how I was. So because I know how I was and people I've known for decades know, then I know how my feelings have progressed, right? And in harmony. And so I really want to talk about Dr. Flanagan's Sensor 5 pendant and how it can change your life. And it's based on pyramid research. Dr. Flanagan, here it is right here. Actually, we can go to the close-up. It's really cool. And I have no financial arrangement with Dr. Flanagan. I've never spoke to him. We'd love to interview him. But basically, I was pissed a lot. Like, and I didn't even know why. And there's a lot of things I did to become better. We're going to actually do one coming up. We're going to do something coming up that will help you that you can do right now. But I did a lot of things, you know, meditation and things that would help me to. I was like, why am I so angry, dude? Like, what the hell is going on? Like, why do I feel like crazy? And I think as a society, we could start to ask ourselves this, right? And figure out there are some things we can do. So I looked into meditation. I did it. Actually, a lot of things work. I actually don't need to kind of think that, you know, one thing's better than the other. It's more like there's a lot of paths to harmony, right? So meditation work, Kundalini yoga, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes, Kundalini yoga helped. And this Sensor 5 pendant really has changed my life the most. It's actually changed my mother's life. She has a sensor pendant you can buy on eBay for $25. This one's like $500 or something. But there's one on eBay from a seller in Mexico, Meta Yantra or something. And Dr. Flanagan worked with that seller. And that one's actually even stronger. I actually felt stronger when I felt a stronger surge. I actually had to put that one in the car because I was really sensitive to it. And it was like chilling me out beyond belief just having it around. So why are these important? Because they can, you know, my behavior patterns, when I was looking at what would tick me off and how I reacted and the degree of how ticked off I would get over little things, there are certain things that have improved that over time. And I was willing to do anything. I mean, I've been to Peru, I've had ayahuasca ceremonies. They've actually all helped. I've talked to psychologists and psychiatrists and they help too. And, you know, and I did, you know, you can have a mantra and say things in your brain. You can do a lot of things, but I will, and they all work. A lot of them really work. It's just to what degree and what resonates with you. But I can tell you that this pendant is one of the most amazing things because it just works all the time. And how it works, I felt the results. So who created it? Dr. Flanagan, right? Dr. Patrick Flanagan. He was in Life magazine. He was in Life magazine in the 50s. It's like an old school magazine, kind of like Time. So he was in Life magazine and he was like this child genius. The military found him when he was 16 because he invented some kind of missile defense thing and like at school or something. And they basically found him and he was at a science fair and really amazing. So he had this like, you know, he's a real guy, like really had a whole article about him in this national magazine and like a child genius. He worked for the military, you know, they kind of just adopted him quite young to do different things, right, into the military. And he wrote this book called Pyramid. And you can tell when you listen to him talk that he's been through a lot. I mean, I don't know exactly what he's been through, but he's been through a hell of a lot. Because you can tell he just got a lot of crap. He must have got broken down. You know, Nikola Tesla got broken down as well. And Dr. Royal Rife. And these people are heroes. Everybody should know about Dr. Flanagan's work. You know, he did sell 500,000 copies of the book Pyramid Power. So it was either 500,000 or 5 million. So it was a tremendously big book that he wrote. And it was really awesome that he sold so much of that copy of that book. And Dr. Flanagan, so he studied pyramids. He actually went to Giza. He was inside, I guess, the king's chamber. I've been to Egypt. I've showed the pictures in previous episodes months ago, I think. But he went to Egypt and he was in the king's chamber and he got this information download, I guess, right? He wrote this book, Pyramid Power. And he happens to be also like a genius scientist. One of the smartest people we have to have on Earth right now. To be honest with you, you can see his interviews at Gaia.com and also on YouTube. But so let's talk about like what this thing is. So he writes this book, Pyramid Power. He creates these pendants in the 70s, like versions of them. Like you can find the Sensor 2 pendant on eBay for like $180 or something or $130. And there are versions of them that he put out over time. And the harmony that you feel, it can transform your life. And it's all based on, like we talked about the Russian pyramid research. The only reason we had some stuff go on here today where it was like, I don't know, I would have freaked out generally. Like, And I didn't, you know, I was like kind of irked very, very, very slightly. But years ago, I couldn't handle things like that. Like, and you know, it all built up and it made me like lash out, man. Like, and you know, I can totally understand the people that do that. We talked about in yesterday's episode where somebody's just like, F you, you have some kind of religion, F you. Like they didn't even watch a video we had. They're just like, you could say, I love you. People are like, F you. I love everything you do. F you. Like, I get it. Cause I've been in that mindset. I've been in that frequency. It's actually a frequency, you know, in parts of our body, our chakras, like near our glands, different energy centers, they get imbalance. And, you know, some people say that there are energetic beings feeding off of us. And actually, it's not just some people. Actually, if you watch The Matrix, it could be true. And that's what The Matrix is about, really. And so I happen to think that there's a high probability of that being true. And we also can take responsibility. I mean, ultimately, the reason I looked into anything about how to feel better and be in more harmony is because I was acting crazy. I wanted to be better. I wanted to be more in harmony and it made me ask myself, like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? So Dr. Flanagan, he produces this book. He's working on these sensors over time. And then he comes out with this sensor 5. He goes to Egypt. He sleeps in the pyramid. He gets this download of information. By the way, if you think that's strange, look at the person who wrote the book on string theory. It's this Indian guy in, I think, the 1800s. I don't know. It's a long time ago, but not that long ago. Almost all of modern physics utilizes everything in that book, string theory. And he said that he got it in his dreams from a Hindu goddess. So that's what our physics is based on. And the guy that wrote this book says he got it from a Hindu goddess. And of course, there's people that say, you know, he didn't. Well, I happen to think that it's very possible that he could have, because I've had my own experiences with invisible things, beings and things like that, which are good. It can be good. Most, we're blind. We can't see anything. I just said this on the last episode. If 0.00, I said it today, that 0.005% of the universe is visible light that we know about. And then we see a very small fraction of that visible light. So we're basically blind. We can't see anything. And the only thing that's real is everything we can't see. Almost nothing we can see. And anything that vibrates probably isn't real. We're literally living in a vibrational matrix. I mean, that it's proven. But here we are, right? And I mean, I feel solid to myself. So to me, you know, it's very interesting. So what happens with these things? What do they do? What are pyramids? We talked about Russian pyramids in the last segment. What this thing does, so what the deal with the pyramids are, a pyramid means fire in the middle. So it holds the energy inside. It holds the energy in the inside, and it's really storing energy. And there's a word, P-H-I, and it's pronounced phi, like fly, like F-I. And it's kind of like pi. Everybody knows pi, I guess. It's that number that goes on and on and on and on, right? So it's called the golden ratio, right? And these pyramids, the Nubian pyramids, which are the narrow ones like they built in Russia, and then the Giza pyramids in Egypt, they're based on this ratio. So 5 appears in the proportions of the human body, the proportions of many other animals, plants, DNA, the solar system, art and architecture, music, population growth. It says the stock market. That's interesting. So this ratio was known to the Greeks as the dividing, I'm reading a quote off a webpage, as the dividing a line in the extreme and mean ratio, and to the Renaissance artists as the divine proportion. So what's the bottom line with this? The bottom line is that this creates harmony. So all of these things, you know, the vortex created by this pendant creates harmony in line with that ratio that is in all of us and really all around us. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. So right now I'm going to read, and this guy David Wolf, he did a documentary on this pendant, right? David Wolf's necklace, The Sensor 5 by Dr. Patrick Flanagan. So, you know, this article is talking about it. It mentions it can possibly protect against harmful EMF radiation, and it can amplify our healthy bioelectrical field. So that's what I mean. That field is in that ratio. It harmonizes that ratio by creating a vortex. So this, I'm taking a look at this article now. So I'm going to give you some scientific verbiage. You see if you can figure this out. It is specifically designed to help amplify and harmonize your own bioelectric field. Studies show it produces temporal and spatial coherence in fields, multifractal dimensions, and organizes harmony in the entire area that surrounds it. Its geometry is as perfect as it can be. Since phi is a transcendental number, it generates this attempt to decimal calculations to achieve its powerful effects. Due to its five-sided phi pyramid, so there's all of these phi pyramids on this pendant. Let's see if we can see that on the close-up shot. Yeah, I mean, you may be able to see it a little bit, right? So there's all of these five-sided pyramids, and then it's also going into shape and getting smaller and smaller on the inside. It's also concave on the back. So due to its five-sided phi pyramids, the Sensor 5 produces a vortex by perfect dimensions of the sacred geometry. Furthermore, it contains a spiral vortex in the golden section. I guess that probably is the middle. They're all laid out in perfect coordination with each other. As a result, it literally generates a coherent, holographic, multidimensional vortex. For maximum effect, the Sensor 5 is cast in bronze and gold-coated. The pendant is concavely curved, depth to the center as a shallow dish. The five-sided pyramids are bundled smaller inward, as well as the energy in the center of the sensor. So, rather than thinking of the Sensor 5 as a piece of jewelry, consider it more of a pyramid engine. And we just talked about in the last segment, the Russian pyramids, and that the fact that they're possibly healing the ozone layer, and they're possibly healing premature babies, and all of the scientists that are working on this in Russia, and they've spent $1 million building one, and it's harmonizing everything it comes in contact with all around it. So here you have a pyramid engine. In fact, he used to make, Dr. Flanagan, flat sensors, like the Sensor 2, it was flat. And he actually took the ratio of the pyramids.
I feel my microphone going down.
He actually took the pyramids and he flattened that ratio and he applied it to the sensor. What I mean is he flattened the pyramid. He basically made it, he took the effect of a pyramid and flattened it. And you'll see the circular pattern, which has the same effect, same harmonizing effect as a pyramid. That shape is also in the Sensor 5, but it's not flat. But these five-sided pyramids go in circles towards the middle in the same shape, basically. So it produces an energetic vortex that harmonizes everything around it. And I can tell you, it has changed my life. It's unbelievable. So this says how it heals and protects you. First of all, it's important to understand that the bioenergy field of the person is a kind of energy plan. And it talks about an author, Barbara Ann Brennan, and many others believe that our physical body follows this blueprint, which we just talked about, Phi. It's a blueprint of a lot of things, right? Essentially, this means that the beginning of the process, it's not just DNA that is our body's physical expression, but rather consciousness that creates form at a much more subtle layer as our bioenergy field. So in conclusion, the sensor 5 harmonizes the energy field and stimulates positive changes to the physical body self by harmonizing the field. And we are energy. Like, that is the bottom line. We are energy. We're not just the physical body. And if you look at, like, in all of the near-death experience studies, when people can see themselves from outside their body, what are they then? Are they just their body? So I don't think so. And also remote viewing. The CIA has done remote viewing. They can see things far away. I mean, what are they doing, right? So they go on to say the conclusion was that in a summary of a test that was performed, the conclusion was that in addition to changes in cellular energy level, the evaluation also showed that the use of the Sensor 5 affects deep layers of the human energy system. The partially massive changes of the diagnostic curves show that the use of the Sensor 5 also has a profound impact on the systemic psychological field result. Well, that definitely happened to me. All test results indicate compensatory changes, supportive and energetic influences on local, systemic, and global levels, which basically means it seems to harmonize people. That's what's going on. So I really think it's something that should at least be investigated. Again, you can find your own truth with things like this, but in terms of harmonizing us, and when I know how crazy I felt at my craziest, it's not that it instantly cures you, but this, along with Organite and Kundalini yoga meditation, this specifically, it just, like, I've noticed, you know, we all feel the shifts going on in the world, and actually the lows have gotten more, I've been more in harmony where it hasn't affected me as much. And sometimes you're going to have your dips, but then those get less and less over time. You know, so it's not just like things that make you suddenly perfect. It's also just things that make you better over time, gradually, and even going with the cycles of the population and Earth, things feel better and better over time, and your lows aren't so low. So check it out. I think it's really, really cool.